Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Angami Public Organization, APO, has withdrawn its ultimatum served to Mao Council regarding the land dispute at Gazolta, Kozire and Kozin. In a press release issued yesterday, the APO urged Denime People's Organization, DPO, to expedite the settlement process, which is acceptable and agreeable to all the involved parties. The decision was made following the visit of the APO and the Angami Youth Organization to disputed Gazolta, Kozire and Kozin area for ground assessment. As per the latest findings, the APO said Southern Angami Public Organization rest house that was demolished has been rebuilt by the DPO and stands unchanged as before, while the Manipur Police Outpost, which was set up in the disputed area, has been relocated to an undisputed area. The APO therefore welcomed these transformative developments as timely and conducive for the parties involved to evolve together a solution that will be honourable, workable and acceptable. Further, the APO directed all bodies, organisations or individuals under APO to cease issuing any statements or rejoinders on the issue under discussion. It said such a responsible moratorium is now called for and requested all for understanding and cooperation so that the most needed trust-building process will be created and the actual search for the much-awaited solution may begin. Reposing its trust on DPO in resolving the dispute, the APO said it hereby withdraw its ultimatum and request the DPO to expedite the settlement process in a way that is acceptable and agreeable to all involved parties. Meghalaya Chief Minister and National People's Party NPP President Konrad K. Sangma arrived in Dimapur yesterday. Sangma conducted a meeting with party leaders and MLAs in connection with the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Following the party meeting, Sangma, accompanied by senior NPP leader Thomas A. Sangma and party MLAs from Nagaland, met with Nagaland Chief Minister Nipia Rio at Jumukedima. During the meeting with Nagaland Chief Minister Nipia Rio, Sangma with party leaders and party MLAs from Nagaland expressed their support for the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Sangma said, as a coalition partner of the NDA, the NPP has resolved full support to Dr. Chamben Muri, the Lok Sabha candidate sponsored by the NDPP. The NPP president also held a meeting with President of Naga People's Front Manipur Unit, Awangpo Nyume. In the spirit of Team NTA, the National People's Party has decided to extend support to NPF candidate for Outer Manipur, Kachui Dimiti Zimik Sangma added. Rising People's Party RPP has decided to support the candidature of the Congress Party S. Supung Merin for the state's lone Lok Sabha seat. The RPP said they decided to support a candidature of the Congress Party since the Congress is a pan-India party and along with her allies are fighting for the soul of India, which is inclusivity and diversity. The RPP therefore gave a clarion call to all the people of the state to rise above partisan politics and vote for the Congress candidate. The RPP also appealed to all its party workers and sympathisers of the party to support the Congress candidate at a time when insanity and hopelessness prevails. The RPP said the people of the state keep harping on change and that this Lok Sabha election is the right time for the people of Nagaland to set an example by coming to the forefront en masse to elect a good leader to represent the Nagas. In Manipur, the Naga People's Front NPF candidate for Manipur Outer Parliamentary Constituency K. Dimiti Zimik and Manipur People's Party MPP candidate for Manipur Inner Parliamentary Constituency R. K. Somerentro filed the nomination papers yesterday. So far, only two candidates have filed the nomination papers for the upcoming Lok Sabha election 2024. The Western Angami Students' Union, WASU, yesterday organised a career guidance programme in collaboration with the Western Angami Gazetted Officers, Kroto, in Kohima. Western Angami Public Organisation President Kapelhuto Chusi emphasised that students should not complain about the environment, but instead should strive and compete to achieve their dreams. Western Angami Gazetted Officers, Kroto, President Rokovisa Chase highlighted the importance of building the right character to achieve goals and discussing the competitiveness of government jobs. Meanwhile, in the technical session, STO Water Resources Department, Kevilokho Losa advised students to build a strong foundation, analyze the social skills, and balance extracurricular activities. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.